See, they didn't have cars then, and wasn't any way of transportation. They had to stay close to where they were.
No, they go up to the mill and back.
That's right. Did they, as it got later on, did they start putting, I don't know, streetcars? I guess they don't have streetcars.
They don't have streetcars.
They ain't no streetcars there yet.
I guess they didn't need them after a while. They have cars, you know, regular automobiles.
Well, there's lots of people who work in the mill now and drive 8 or 10 miles. But some up there live above us because it's got mill every day.
It's a long way to go. In the cotton mill, you say cotton mill makes cloth, right?
Yeah.
So that's got to, it's got to clean the cotton, and do they still spin
it? It's already cleaned and baled, you know, like I told you. But they have to do all the rest after it's baled. They have to do all the rest.
Do they still spin it? Or how do you make thread in the factory?
Do they make thread there that they...
Oh, yeah.
They have machinery to do it, but now they don't do it by hand.
And twist the thread and weave it.
And they have a dye, a place where they dye it, called for the morning.
Do they make clothing there, or they just make the cloth?
I don't think they make any clothing yet.
No.
Are there any clothing factories?
Yeah, there's one up above Canton there, about a mile from the cotton mill up there, and make clothing. And I think there's a place, I know there's a place at Jasper make clothing.
When you were small, did people have flower gardens?
They'd plant
about the house.
About the house, didn't have just regular flower gardens.
What kind of flowers did people plant for enjoyment?
Well, it was marigolds and morning glories. What we called old maids. It's what is it? Zinnias. We called it bachelor button then, but there's another name for it. And cosmos, we call touch my knots. You know, that kind you can touch the seed and they'll pop up when they get ripe.
I'm not real familiar with sunflowers.
Sunflowers.
Oh, wait, did you grow sunflowers and eat the seeds?
Not to a big extent, but they were grown back then. Wasn't very many different kinds that we grew.
Did people ever?
We didn't have lawns, you know, like we do now. They'd just have clean dirt yard, and they'd try to keep them swept with a broom.
Sweep the yard.
Sweep the yard.
Why did they do that?
What?
Sweep the leaves, trash.
Keep the leaves and things out. But they'd wear the dirt around away from the house, you know.
Well,
pretty like it is with the lawn.
Is that where the chickens used to be out in the yard there?
Yeah, they'd be out all around the place, around the yard and the barn.
In the barn. The barn was like where you kept animals too.
Yeah.
I had the for the cows and stuff.
We'd let the cows and horses and things run out in the pastures in daytime and put them up at night. We didn't leave them out. Didn't have very many, just enough, as many as we needed, you know, for the family use. And it wouldn't.
Could you let them all run in the same field, or would they hurt each other?
Sometimes those horses would run calves.
Do what?
But not, sometimes the horses would run the calves.
Some of them would, some of them
would. There wasn't all of them that would.
When you put them up at night, did you have to separate them then, I guess? The cows from the horses, the sheep?
Yeah.
Did they have to be